this recording of the homily has taken place not during Mass, but at a later time. In the 2015 movie The Little Prince, a girl moves into a new home with her mother, and she befriends her elderly neighbor. And as she's walking through his house, she sees stuff everywhere. Papers, toys, boxes, loose parts for machines, and many other things. She asks him why he has so much stuff. And the elderly man hesitates to respond. He kind of stumbles over his words until he finally figures out what he wants to say. And so he says with confidence, "I'm a hoarder." And what that means is that he is the kind of person who struggles to discard or let go of his possessions, such that he has a large quantity of them just kind of build up at his house. Now, hoarding is considered a kind of greed, and greed is what Jesus warns us against in our gospel passage today. He says, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Jesus then tells a parable about a rich man who has such a great, bountiful harvest that he doesn't have room to store it all. And so he decides he's going to tear down his old barns and build new ones so that he could store it all and keep it all for himself. God responds to this rich man's greediness by saying to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?" Meaning that the rich man in the parable died that very night that he made those plans, and he didn't get to enjoy any of his possessions. He didn't get to enjoy that bountiful harvest that he had received. Our first reading has a similar theme. Koheleth refers to greed as a kind of vanity. He says, "Here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet to another who has not labored over it, he must leave his property." He's telling us that building up our possessions for ourselves, for this life, isn't really worth it, because at the end of our lives, when we die, we don't get to keep any of those possessions we had worked so hard to obtain. Instead, they will all go to others who did not work for them. Our second reading warns against greed as well, when St. Paul tells us, "Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly, immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry." St. Paul, by relating greed to idolatry, is revealing to us that greed is a spiritual danger, that greed can prevent us from reaching our goal of heaven. He's telling us we must put our trust not in possessions, but rather, instead, we should put our trust in God. Now, if our possessions are our source of comfort, our source of security, if it's what we're investing our time and energy and effort into, and that we think that having by many possessions or particular possessions that we're going to be happy and fulfilled, then what we're doing is making these possessions a kind of false god or false gods, ones that cannot actually save us. Meanwhile, the one true God who can save us is being ignored or set aside in our lives. God will not force himself upon us. He lets us choose what we want. If we want him above all else, if we live such that union with him is our ultimate goal, then we will be with him forever. But if we have a different goal, if we have a different God, a false God of any kind, including one of possessions, then we are choosing not to be with the one true God forever in heaven. The rich man chose possessions over God, and because of that, God calls him a fool. His abundant harvest was meant to be shared with others and not kept for himself. It was given so that he could practice generosity, not for him to be greedy. And so it's important for us to consider how we're doing. Are we being foolish with our possessions? Or are we being generous with the bountiful gifts that God has given us. We should consider, what is it that we have, and why is it that we have it? Are we making good use of the things that God has entrusted to us? Or do we have things that we're just kind of storing and keeping, but it's not really doing anything for us, and other people who may need it are not receiving these things that they could put to good use? We should consider, do we really need to have so many rooms in our houses that there are more bedrooms than we have people to live in them? Do we really need to have more cars than we have people in our families to drive them? Do our children, or do we, need so many toys and things that it's impossible for us to put them away? Does it make sense for us to own so much stuff that we have to rent a storage facility for the things that we don't actually use? Do our possessions take up so much room in our house that we can't walk through it without, you know, walking sideways and stepping over things, kind of like the hoarder from the movie The Little Prince? Now, maybe some of these questions aren't really applicable, and it's possible to have luxurious things so long as we're making good use of it and not using them as false gods, so long as we are sharing these bountiful gifts with others. But for many Americans, since we live in a country where there is so much abundance, it's hard for us to recognize what are the things that we don't actually need. It's hard for us to realize that we are actually quite blessed, and we do typically, most of us, have more than what we need. And so here's a tip or some advice, really just a suggestion that you could use, if you so choose, to help you to try to figure out whether or not you should be keeping certain items. When it comes to a particular item or thing, you can ask yourself, did I use this thing within the last year? And you can also ask a follow-up question. Do I plan to use this item, this thing, on some particular occasion within the next year? And if the answer to these questions is no, then we should seriously consider, maybe we don't need this thing. Maybe we can let this thing go, that it can be sold or given away, or if it's not in very good condition, not really usable, thrown away. For some of us, we may still have items that we realize, you know, I've had this for 4 years, I'm not really using it, but I still like it. There could be items that have sentimental value. We don't have to let go of everything all at once, but we should take at least some steps towards letting go of things that we don't actually need. And so it's important for us to realize what we can let go of. Let go of those things in generosity so that others can make good use of it. Let go of those things to prevent them from becoming some sort of false god. Let go of things so that we can better pursue our true goal of heaven. With all that being said, it can still be hard to let go of our possessions. But there's good news. God's love, His mercy, His grace is stronger than any kind of attachment, foolishness, or vanity that we may have. And that we can pray for Him to help us. We can pray that His grace will help us to be able to let go of the things that we don't need, that we can overcome the difficulties that we have in letting go of such things and in cleaning our houses. We can pray a prayer to God, asking Him for help, praying something like, Lord, please help me to clean my house. Please bring order to it. Please help me to let go of stuff and to be freed from the slavery of greed. Too many things can prevent our true happiness, which comes from union with God. We need to follow St. Paul's advice. Seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. That is, we should be living for heaven and have that as our ultimate goal, and not be living for earth. We should be letting go of possessions that hinder us from our ultimate goal of heaven. And so it's important for us to take a moment now to consider what we're going to do moving forward to help us to live for heaven and not for earth, to help us to be freed from foolishness and idolatry of greed, to help us to use the possessions and the abundance God has given us so that we can reach our ultimate goal of heaven. So let us consider what we're going to do as we prepare ourselves to have a little taste of heaven as we encounter our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy Eucharist.